Exactly 2 months ago, Massachusetts had a total of 28 people who tested positive for the coronavirus. Today, it's nearly 74,000 people who are virus positive, and more than 4,500 have died. For an update on the pandemic, we're joined this morning by WBUR's Kerry Goldberg. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with the numbers. There was a bit of a backslide this week.
We did. Overall, the numbers of cases and people who die that are reported every day are trending slowly downward. But Wednesday was disappointing. Fewer tests performed and a higher percentage came back positive. And there were a few more COVID-19 patients in the hospital and more than 200 people died. But then yesterday, the numbers were back more in line with the general trend. And in particular, the number of patients hospitalized statewide went down a bit more to a little over 3,400. That's the lowest in nearly a month. So the danger of a sweeping hospital overload is looking increasingly unlikely.
And in fact, a 94-bed field hospital that was set up at the military base, Joint Base Cape Cod in Bourne, is closing because other nearby hospitals handled the surge in COVID-19 patients.
Correct. But the surge is not over everywhere in Massachusetts. In Worcester, officials there had expected the peak in cases would be today, but now they're pushing that prediction back for another week. And the UMass Memorial Medical Center is at 150% of its ICU capacity. That's the highest so far, and expects to stay that full for days to come.
You know, that comes despite all these weeks in lockdown. Do we know why?
Not really. So here's Janice John. She's medical director of the Cambridge Health Alliance Respiratory Clinic in Somerville that treats hundreds of COVID patients every week.
There's more that we don't know than that we do know. What we know for sure is that essential workers from marginalized communities are still the highest risk of getting COVID-19 and of getting very sick from COVID-19.
Now, whatever the reasons, Governor Baker has said umpteen times that until we see a steady decline, the state cannot fully reopen for business. And these days, he's also touting the state's contact tracing program that's tracking down people who've been exposed to the virus.
That's the idea, Kerry, that you might have the virus and be spreading it without knowing it.
Right. Baker says that's the most insidious aspect of the coronavirus. He says if someone he knows tests positive and lets him know that the contact tracers will be calling,
I'm going to take that call because I'm going to be worried about the possibility that I won't show symptoms and that I might be one of those people who would give this to people I care about.
The governor sure sounds pretty emphatic there, Kerry.
He does. And, you know, probably because more than half of people have not been answering those calls from the 833 and 857 numbers that the contact tracers are using. So the big message from him and the state is answer the phone.
And we know that the governor is under more and more pressure to reopen more of Massachusetts, even as we wait for the reopening plan that isn't expected until May 18th.
Yes, the pressure is mounting. There were some bits of reopening this week, particularly involving golf and guns.
Golf, because the state said golf courses can now allow people to play under certain restrictions, including a ban on all gatherings.
Right. And guns, because a federal judge ruled yesterday that it was unconstitutional for the state to close gun shops as part of the coronavirus shutdown. Here's the reaction from Bill Ricca gun shop owner Vinny Cedroni.
People are going to come out and buy guns just to friggin' buy guns. Even if they didn't want one, they're going to come out and buy a gun.
Well, we'll see if that's true or not. Let's turn to research now. Some promising news there, Kerry Goldberg.
Yes, Bob. So this week we're seeing some possible progress locally toward a coronavirus vaccine and better testing. The Cambridge biotech company Moderna got federal approval to advance its potential vaccine to a new phase and test it in 600 people. And another Cambridge company, Sherlock Biosciences, got emergency approval to try out a quick coronavirus test that uses the gene editing tool CRISPR to detect the virus in about an hour.
Okay, people who've been listening to us speak on Friday mornings for a few weeks know that we try to end the week on a positive note. It will be some time before we know whether the vaccine or the tests pan out. Do we have any more immediate positive news?
Yeah, so I thought, you know, the disappointing numbers this week underscored the uncertainty around how this pandemic will unfold. So this is kind of a little psychological antidote to that. More than four decades ago, Dr. Herbert Benson from Harvard Medical School and Mass General coined the term the relaxation response for our inborn capacity to de-stress and protect the body from the medical ill effects of stress. And he says the pandemic is causing unprecedented stress levels these days, but it can help to take a few minutes every day to repeat a word or a phrase and relax.
You won't be able to treat the pandemic itself, but you'll be able to treat your reaction to the fear and anxiety generated by the pandemic. It won't do away with the uncertainty, but it'll help you deal with it.
So there you have it, Bob. Just a few words of wisdom from the father of mind-body medicine. And Dr. Benson says at age 85, it's helping him get through all this.
Well, let's hope it helps a lot of other people, too. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.